You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to another edition of the DNVR Rams podcast presented by Chevalier Mortgage. A lot to talk about. We're going to dive into the Air Force game from this afternoon. Timmy Chang is gone to Hawaii, hired as the head coach at his alma mater. Big time opportunity for him, so it's a bummer for the Rams, and you know, we'll talk about that, but also just kind of got to be happy for him. All-time Hawaii quarterback coming back to save his program. That's a pretty cool story. So a lot to talk about today. Before we dive into that, I want to shout out the friends over at Chevalier Mortgage. Their ultimate goal is to take the stress out of buying and refinancing. They strive to give their borrowers options with their full financial picture in mind, with the highest level of integrity, always putting their borrowers first. Something to keep in mind for our homeowners: with prices going up, it's creating natural equity in your home. If you have mortgage insurance, chances are you can refinance out of that and make the bubble work for you. If you're in the buyer's market, you know how stressful trying to buy a house is right now. I mean, especially in Colorado, it's crazy out here. Let Mike and Virginia Chevalier take the burden off this extremely difficult process. They're going to alleviate so much stress. Just take some of that worry off your plate. They have a fun perk for DNVR listeners. Go to dnvrmortgage.com. Enter to win a free DNVR shirt or hat. Most importantly, get set up with a free consultation to discuss all your options. That's dnvrmortgage.com. You can also call Mike directly at 970-412-2472, or again, just go to dnvrmortgage.com. Michael Chevalier, NMLS number 1931006, Virginia Chevalier, NMLS 1910631. All right, let's first talk about the news, which is that Timmy Chang, who was the recently hired wide receivers coach for Colorado State, came over with Jay Norvell from Nevada, has been hired by Hawaii to take over at head coach. Obviously been a brutal stretch for that program. I mean, just a ton of negative headlines. Had players transferring out to Wazoo. Not out to Wazoo. anyways, it was just a mess out there. And now they get Timmy Chang, you know, the hometown boy to come home, one of the program's all-time great quarterbacks, to kind of rescue the day. And there's a lot to dive into. You know, I think some CSU fans will naturally be upset. Some fans just can't ever get over when, you know, somebody moves on for a different opportunity. But I do think that the vast majority understand that this is just an opportunity that you can't really turn down. I mean, to go from wide receiver coach to head coach is not exactly a jump that happens very often. And obviously this is a job that's very special to Timmy. You know, he played there. It's his program. He grew up with Hawaii football, and to see everything that's happened, I'm sure that really hurt him. And now, you know, he has an opportunity to be that guy to come home and really reach like legendary status. He already is a legend for his playing career. If he can, you know, resurrect Hawaii football as a coach now too, he's going to be one of the most popular guys of all time. And, you know, more than anything, on top of it just being a great opportunity, it's basically a position where you can't really fail if you're Timmy Chang. I mean, if he goes in there and he's, you know, unable to succeed there, I think everybody's going to look at it and be like, you know, look what he was walking into. You know, there are people publicly calling for the AD to resign. Their coach did resign. You know, 20 plus players transferring out. Like, what an absolute disaster. Nobody would have been able to succeed there. He's only 40 years old. You know, it's if it doesn't work out, it's not going to be a career killer or anything like that by any means, unless it's, you know, due to scandal or something like that, which just doesn't seem very likely based on, you know, what I've learned about Timmy Chang over the last 4 or 5 weeks. On top of that, though, you know, the fans, they're going to be so much more patient with him than they ever would have been, you know, with Todd Graham, which, you know, fair or not, that's just the reality. I said the same thing about Tony Alford. You know, I think whether Tony Alford was actually the best candidate or not, he is the candidate that CSU fans would have been the most patient with, just because, you know, that's their guy. It's their hometown guy coming back. You know, they would have given him the benefit of the doubt. They would have given him more time than somebody, you know, they were skeptical about from the start, which is, you know, basically what happened here with Addazio and also out there with Todd Graham. It's one of the few jobs in the country, Hawaii, where you pretty much exclusively have to hire from a pool of candidates with ties, people that played at Hawaii, people that coached at Hawaii, people that have regional ties, because you have to be able to pull, you know, a lot of local talent. They don't have a big time athletic budget. You know, they can't afford to be flying all over, you know, the US and back. It's just, you know, very limited resources. And so you have to hire a guy that can operate under those tight constraints and also, you know, embrace the regional culture and, you know, get drum up local support. And Todd Graham just couldn't do any of that. And it, again, you know, it goes back to why you have to hire guys that have ties to Hawaii. And that's basically what they're doing this time around. You know, it was either going to be June Jones, the former Hawaii coach, or it was going, and actually Timmy Chang's coach, or it was going to be, you know, Timmy Chang or, you know, one of the other former Hawaii assistants that are currently out there. They did actually offer the job to June Jones first. He turned it down. That turned into a public mess. You know, it sounds like they were only going to give him a 2-year deal. And then, you know, Chang probably would have came over as his offensive coordinator. And then, you know, the plan would have been for Chang to take over after that. Jones said, you know, no, it doesn't sound like he had a problem with Chang being, you know, the planned guy to succeed him. I think it was more just how he felt a 2-year deal was disrespectful. And to be honest, I do think there's an argument to that. I understand that universities don't hire 68-year-old coaches very often, but if you believe in the guy enough to offer him the job, you know, offer him the job. You know, you can't build a college football program and with 2-year constraints. It's not realistic. So I understand why he said no to that. But then, you know, the AD had to like release a statement and calm everybody down because people were pissed off because he had then, you know, disrespected a local legend. And it's just been a train wreck out there altogether. And because of that, I will say it feels like the chances of Chang succeeding, especially early, are pretty slim. I do believe he's a really good coach. And by everything that I've been told about him, you know, he's a really good recruiter, really talented football coach. Obviously, you know, one of the best college football quarterbacks of all time, those late night whack games. But he's definitely not, you know, walking into a cakewalk. So we'll kind of have to see how this ordeal plays out. It feels like everybody on the CSU staff is really, really happy for him. And that's a great sign. You know, I've had some people on Twitter reach out, you know, asking, is he going to poach a bunch of people? I doubt it. You know, you might see him take somebody that's lower on the staff and give them a promotion. And if that happens, you kind of just got to be happy for them. I mean, all these guys obviously have really tight-knit relationships. They've been working together for a half decade. So I think a lot of that stuff is a little bit more nuanced than, you know, people on the outside think. And to be honest, like, I don't really see a scenario where, you know, Chang tries to poach a bunch of players or anything like that. I think, you know, Jay Norvell's been his mentor, you know, at the coaching level, a guy that really gave him his first big opportunity at the FBS level. I don't see him then turning around and, you know, taking his guys. It seems very unlikely to me. You never know, I guess. And I don't know, that would provide some interesting drama, but it just does not seem like that's what Chang would do. And honestly, beyond that, and I don't mean this in a disrespectful way, because I was very excited to have Timmy Chang in Fort Collins. I think he's a very promising future, and I do think he is going to be a good coach. You know, people are coming to Fort Collins because they want to play in the air raid. They want to play for Jay Norvell. They want to play under Matt Mummy. Having Chang was probably great for the relationship in the wide receiver room and all of that stuff. But, you know, I don't think he was necessarily like the main driving force for the vast majority of these guys. I don't know that. You know, I can't speak to, you know, certain individuals. Obviously, wide receivers that came over from Nevada were probably pretty tight with him. You're going to be around your wide receivers coach a lot. If you absolutely hated your wide receivers coach, I doubt you would then transfer to that program where, you know, the coach you dislike has accepted a new job. So I'm sure that Chang had a good relationship with all these Nevada guys. I'm sure he had a good relationship with some of the prep guys that they helped recruit. But ultimately, I do think that it's the air raid, the offense, and, you know, playing for Norvell and Mummy that really has, you know, the vast majority of these kids excited. You know, it's not a slight on Chang, and I do think he would have been a really valuable part of the staff, and I was really excited to have him here and all that stuff. I'm not worried about CSU getting gutted or anything like that. I saw some Nevada fans kind of tweeting stuff like that, you know, like, oh man, I really hope Timmy Chang, you know, guts CSU now. And again, I don't think that's the type of guy he is. I don't think he would do that to Norvell and Mummy and all these coaches that he's worked with for a half decade. But also beyond that, I think that Nevada fans are just failing to recognize why this was able to happen. You know, Nevada's been winning a lot more consistently than CSU. The reason that CSU was able to gut Nevada was because CSU has way more resources than Nevada, and they have way more resources than Hawaii as well. But, you know, sometimes logic is going to get trumped by emotion, and I certainly understand why the Wolfpack fans hate CSU and are rooting for the demise of the Rams. From CSU's perspective, it definitely does suck to lose a wide receivers coach, and, you know, it's going to be interesting to see kind of how fast the Rams act. I guess there's really not, you know, a huge hurry up until, you know, you really start working on the field, but I'm sure they want to just kind of get that locked down and established, and I'm sure it's going to be a position with a ton of interest. You know, Jay Norvell, Matt Mummy, I think being a wide receivers coach in the air raid would have its perks, especially when you have wide receivers that are going to be putting up big stats, and then you in turn get credited for it because you're their position coach. So I'm sure, you know, he'll have plenty of options. I've seen a lot of people on Twitter clamoring for Alvis Whitted. That would be awesome. I would say I would be very surprised by that, considering he's employed in the Big Ten. I just, why would you leave for less money in a smaller conference? I understand that he's loyal to CSU and he loved his time here and he did a lot of great things here. And I'm sure that he would really get along with Norvell and Mummy. But still, I mean, there are things that just don't really make sense. And taking less money for the same position at a smaller school in a smaller league, that just doesn't make sense to me. You know, CSU allegiances or not. Like I said, though, I'm really interested to see, you know, who Norvell brings in here, whether it's somebody he's already worked with, you know, whether it's somebody that we have no idea of. I don't know. It's going to be interesting because it's obviously a very desirable position. A lot of really talented wide receivers in that room. They've recruited the position well. It's going to be kind of fun. You know, I like all this stuff. I will say from the last thing from CSU's perspective, the least ideal part about this whole thing, aside from CSU having to replace the wide receiver coach yet again, this is like the fifth in 4 years or something like that. It's really starting to rack up. It's just the fact that obviously Timmy Chang knows the ins and outs of, you know, how CSU is going to run this program. So it will be interesting when you get those head-to-head matchups, you know, going to be a lot of chess being played, but that's also fun, you know, and it's clear that the staff here is happy for Timmy Chang, and I think most Ram fans are as well. It's a great opportunity for him. I certainly wish him well. Wish that I would have at least gotten to work, you know, with him out here for one season, gotten to know him a little bit better. But we follow each other on Twitter, so maybe we can get him on, you know, the podcast at some point, ask him what sold him on CSU and just, you know, the position that he got put in. I don't think anybody blames him, you know, for taking a big promotion, especially at his alma mater. But it would just be interesting to kind of talk it through with him and hear how this whole thing went down. All right, let's talk about the Air Force basketball game. But before we do, we're on to the divisional round of the NFL playoffs. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is celebrating with a huge odds boost for new customers. Counting down to Super Bowl 56, you can get 56-1 odds on any team. Bet $5, get 280 in free bets if your team wins. If you're not a new customer, that's okay. You can get in on the action of the divisional round with the same game parlay. Combine multiple bets from the same game for a bigger payout. The more legs you add, the more money you win. DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable. Best of all, you deposit and withdraw your cash whenever you want. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use the promo code DNVR. Get 56-1 odds on any NFL team. Bet $5, win $280 in free bets if your team wins. That promo code DNVR for 56-1 odds at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older, Colorado only, new customers only, restrictions to apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. Speaking of DraftKings, it's time to give you my DraftKings pick of the week. And I'm rolling with the Bills, man. They're my favorite team to watch. I think Josh Allen is explosive. I think his running ability is really going to be tough for Kansas City to stop. And I also think that secondary is pretty suspect. You know, I think he's going to be able to stretch the field. Obviously, winning an Arrowhead is always a tough task, but you know, I like his opportunity. We'll have to see. I'm pulling for the Bills. That's my DraftKings pick of the week. Bills money line, plus 100 on the road at Arrowhead, taking down the Chiefs. These games have been a ton of fun watching the 49ers Cowboys now. I don't know about you guys, but anything I can get delivered to me, I'm all for it. What's even better is CBD-infused Strava Craft Coffee, the ultimate gift at this time of year. You can get it delivered straight to your door. Or, you know, if you have friends, loved ones, colleagues, maybe they suffer from migraines, joint pain, IBS, get them some CBD-infused Strava shipped straight to their door. They're going to thank you guys. Strava is giving our listeners 25% off their entire purchase when you use the code DNVR25. That's 25% off your entire order at StravaCraftCoffee.com when you use the code DNVR25 at checkout. They also have a subscription option, which whenever you subscribe to Strava, it means that you're never going to have to buy coffee in the store again. It's going to land on your doorstep every 2, 4, 6, or 8 weeks, whatever you prefer. You're going to get 20% off your CBD-infused coffee every single time. Strava offers CBD-infused decaf coffee, so if that's more down your lane, take advantage. If you've never had it, come by the DNVR bar. We have their incredible cold brew on tap. It's so smooth. You are going to love it. Come check it out. Go to StravaCraftCoffee.com. Use that code DNVR25. Get 25% off your entire purchase. Cool, cool, cool. CSU, 15-1. Best 16-game start in program history. Congratulations to Nico Medved and the guys. This team just continues to impress. Big-time 20-point win over Air Force. The defense was phenomenal. Almost doubled up the spread, which is really impressive considering Air Force has been great at home. Offensively, CSU started a little slow in this one again. Missed a lot of open jump shots. That continues to be a problem, especially from deep. I will say, I don't think there's any reason to panic. They're getting good looks. They're sharing the basketball. I feel like the offense has flowed really well the last couple of games. With how good of shooters these guys are and how good they've proven to be, the numbers in the long term are going to even out. And then really, they evened out against Air Force. I mean, 57% from the field is pretty good. 35% from three-point is not phenomenal, but it's not awful either. Ended up going 6 of 17. You know, you'd like to be above 40, but that's just not always that realistic. Sometimes the shots aren't falling. 13 of 19 at the free throw line is good, not great. Usually CSU is better than that. Too many turnovers as well. You know, had 9 in the second half, which was a little bit surprising. A lot of them were kind of late when the game was out of hand, but the Rams are going to want to clean that up for sure. Really, really strong game from Isaiah Stevens in this one. He was phenomenal in the second half, guys. He had 18 points, 8 of 10 from the floor, but he was 5 of 5 from the floor in the second half, hit a 3, hit a couple of big mid-range shots, was able to make some big-time layups. He's just so composed, you know. When the game is on the line, there are few people that, you know, you really trust more than Isaiah Stevens and David Roddy, and the killer instinct, the ability to just take over a game at any moment is so significant. You know, the Rams, that's just kind of what they've lacked over the years. They've had guys that were really good scorers and did have that. You know, Gian Clavel could get going, and it was one of those situations where defenses just couldn't do anything, but that was more just like hitting crazy shots from deep. These guys, they can create for themselves all over the floor. They can get to the rim. They can create in the mid-range. And not that Gian couldn't do that either, because he was a phenomenal talent, one of my favorite guys to ever watch in Moby Arena. It's just a different level of consistency and efficiency out of these two. They obviously look to facilitate a lot more as well, you know, a little bit more willing to share the rock. You know, that was ultimately, I think, what always cost Gian a chance in the NBA was his skills are so best suited to just be that ball dominant guy that, you know, takes 20 shots a game and is just the main creator in your offense and mostly creates for himself. To be an NBA guy, though, he would have had to be more of, you know, a role player, you know, kind of buying into, you know, being 3 and D and then just doing the dirty work, kind of like what Chandler Jacobs has done at CSU after, you know, coming over from Dallas Baptist, where he was the superstar. You know, you got to carve out your role when you're not the guy. And it was never surprising to me that his skills didn't really translate into, you know, taking a diminished role. He's just one of those guys where his game is best when he's touching the basketball, when he's getting shots up and he's doing his thing. And that's okay. You know, it's a lot of fun to watch. He's having a ton of success overseas. Anyways, got a little bit sidetracked there. But like I said, Isaiah Stevens, he was great. David Roddy was really good in this one as well. 14 points, 5 of 6 from the floor, 2 of 2 from three. His ability to consistently drain threes, especially like at the top of the key, has just been so huge. Because you have to respect it. You have to respect his jump shot, because like in that Creighton game, if you don't, he's just going to keep draining them on you over and over again. But if you do, he's going to drive on you. Had the best in-game dunk I've seen any Ram throw in a couple of years. Man, that was awesome. You know, that one hand. I don't know if it constitutes as a tomahawk or not. I don't think so, because he didn't really wind it back. But a really impressive dunk. I actually got in an argument with some of my CU coworkers. You know, they were trying to diminish it, saying it wasn't that impressive of a dunk. In game, I disagree. You know, it was explosive. And when you have the guy cowering under you, I mean, the photo says it all. That poor Air Force kid is never going to live that moment down. The photo of him just tucking under as David goes over him is hilarious. But I just felt like the Rams really stepped on the throat in this one. I feel like they kind of closed this one out with authority, and that's what you got to do against a team like Air Force, right? You know, work through the kinks. Eventually the shots started to fall. They played inside out. Again, I did think the ball movement was great despite too many turnovers. CSU continues to just eat in the paint. You know, I think that's 4 straight games where they've just completely dominated with their paint production, and they're doing a good job of keeping their opponents out of the paint, which that's going to be big, you know, when you go up against Graham EK in Wyoming and some of these big guys. So that's always encouraging to see, as is their consistency on the glass. They continue to out-rebound teams. Maybe give up a few too many offensive rebounds just because, you know, the Rams like to create opportunities in transition, but I don't have a problem with it. And ultimately, you know, you can't be upset about a game in which you went on the road, won by 20, the 8th consecutive victory over an in-state rival. You nearly doubled up the spread. You led for 38 minutes, 9 seconds. Like, it was exactly what CSU should have done against Air Force. Ton of Ram fans at Clune Arena, which is always cool to see. Make it Moby South. Love that the bench guys continue to score. I mean, you get 15 out of John Tanjay in 17 minutes, 4 of 5 from the floor. That was awesome to see. He hasn't been quite as efficient as a whole since that break, but he's one of those guys that has definitely earned the benefit of the doubt. And he had a tremendous game in this one. Chandler Jacobs, I thought, was great defensively. He really played the key in the win against New Mexico. But, you know, we got 8 more points out of Isaiah Rivera, perfect 3 of 3 from the field. He actually got a little bit of extended run in this one because Isaiah Stevens uncharacteristically picked up a couple of early fouls, a little ticky-tacky, if you ask me. Rivera, you know, he did show his inexperience a couple times, called for a couple early fouls himself, but he worked through it, and then he was able to stay on the floor, you know, and I thought that was really impressive. After getting called for 2 fouls, and I think it was the first 4 minutes, he was able to play the final 15 minutes defensively without picking one up, and that's growth, you know, and that's what they're going to need. They have to be able to trust him and Jalen Lake on that defensive end if they're going to be playing key minutes down the stretch here. And I think, you know, continuing to get him these stretches like they did against Air Force, like they did against New Mexico and at San Jose State, it's just going to be so valuable down the line from a confidence standpoint and just an experience standpoint. You know, there's no substitute for live game experience. I'm not going to go on and on about this game because, you know, it was dominant. It was exactly what CSU was supposed to do. But, you know, it's just good to see the Rams back to their winning ways, back on a winning streak. They've got a couple of really big home games coming up before they have to go to Wyoming on the 31st. And, you know, I think this 4-game stretch here is really going to tell us a lot about CSU. And I think you got to go 3-1. That you got to find a way to beat San Diego State at home, but you got to go at least 3-1 over these 4 just to kind of keep pace. You know, San Diego State fell earlier to Boise State in a really weird game. Wyoming was able to survive New Mexico. So a lot of teams just, you know, playing winning basketball, and the Rams are going to have to continue to do the same. I will continue to make content. We have the David Roddy event coming up on Wednesday, the 26th. RSVP to that on our Eventbrite. You can find that on social media. Sign in DNVR Roddy shirt. It's going to be a blast. Come out to the Shields in Johnstown, 5 to 7 p.m. Again, that is Wednesday. And then on Thursday at the DNVR bar, there's actually a young CSU alumni event from 5:30 to 7. Your first drink is free, guys. We're going to have discounted CSU shirts for sale. Come through. Should be a really fun time. Looking forward to seeing some of you out there. Yeah, we got the Goaties next week. So all kinds of fun DNVR stuff. It's a really great time to become a member. Check out all of our premium content. You know, follow on the Broncos coach search. Nikola Jokic and the Nuggets, the Avs are insane right now. Like 15 straight home wins. It's incredible. It's really exciting time to be a local sports fan. Pretty much outside of, I mean, the Rockies are the Rockies, but pretty much outside of CU, it's going pretty well as a whole, I would say. There's at least reason for optimism amongst all these fan bases. And, you know, as CSU fans, ain't got no problem with that. All right, that's all we have today. Thank you to everybody that listens to the DNVR Rams podcast presented by Chevalier Mortgage. Fine, stay safe out there. Stay warm. Video. Much love. Peace. I only seem to write when the words, they don't come to me. I'm staring at this page and I swear it stares back at me. Read between the lines, see the blank and all the happenings. It's been 35 and I ain't even wrote like half a thing. Rhymes that make sense but more lines that didn't. I was walking with my headphones, heavy bumping pivot. Simplistic white pages, they dreaming we were famous. They say they like the cadence, mark the summers like cicadas. And features, those ain't favors. My mood rings an alligator. Spit like Vader with the saber. Steady kicking it like Prater. Staring at white paper, it's habitual behavior. Check the flavor, that's some sage advice. But confidence, a great disguise. And certain lines are idolized. Like, yeah, I'm fine and I don't mind. It's out of sight, it's out of mind. And I've been dwelling on my past just to see what I can find. Lost and found memories of places I designed. And my imagination's different now. But I swear that